واللي يشكل عليكم سألوا فيه، ما أظن يشكل عليكم لأنه مشروع الحمد لله. تفضل.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. قال المؤلف علينا وعليه رحمة الله: وخير هذه الأمة بعد نبيها أبو بكر الصديق، ثم عمر بن الخطاب، ثم عثمان بن عفان، ثم علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهم، وهم الخلفاء الراشدون المهديون. قال الشارح حفظنا الله وإياه: هذا أيضا بيان لمعتقد أهل السنة والجماعة في أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى رأسهم الخلفاء الأربعة رضي الله عنهم، وأن ترتيبهم في الفضل كترتيبهم في الخلافة، فأفضلهم أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد الأنبياء والرسل، هو خير الأمة، ويليه الفاروق عمر رضي الله عنه، ويليهما عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه، ويليهم علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه. هؤلاء الخلفاء الذين قال في حقهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: فإنه من يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا، فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي، عضوا عليها بالنواجذ، وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور، فإن كل بدعة ضلالة. فهذا هو إجماع الأمة الذين يعتد بإجماعهم أن ترتيب الخلفاء في الفضل كترتيبهم في الخلافة كما أسلفت قريبا. وأهل السنة والجماعة وسط في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين الخوارج الجفاة والروافض الغلاة والجفاة. بيان ذلك أن أهل السنة يعرفون حقوق الصحابة الكرام، ويذكرونهم بما يليق بهم من الفضل وشرف الصحبة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وحفظ العلم الشرعي ونقله للذين جاءوا من بعدهم، والجهاد في سبيل الله لإعلاء كلمة الله ونشر الإسلام في بقاع الأرض، ويترضون عنهم ويدعون لهم جزاء ما صنعوا ومكافأة على ما ورثوا. ومعرفة أهل السنة والجماعة لقدر أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معرفة شرعية ليس فيها غلو ولا تفريط، ومستند في ذلك أدلة الكتاب والسنة. فالقرآن الكريم أثنى عليهم ومدحهم الله ونعتهم بأجمل النعوت ورضي عنهم وأرضاهم. قال الله تعالى: والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه، وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا، ذلك الفوز العظيم. وجاء نعتهم في السنة المطهرة كذلك، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: دعوا أصحابي، فإن أحدكم لو أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفة. وكما أسلفت أن أهل السنة والجماعة السلف الصالح وأتباعهم يعرفون قدر أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فيرون أن محبتهم فرض فرضه الله في القرآن، والترضي عنهم من السنن وهدي السلف، ومحبتهم والسكوت عما شجر بينهم هذا كله من هدي السلف الصالح أهل السنة والجماعة، ومن هدي العلماء الذين جاءوا بعدهم إلى يوم القيامة، كما قال الله عز وجل: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. وعلى رأسهم أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأما الروافض فغلوا في أهل البيت، وخصوصا في علي بن أبي طالب وفاطمة وأبنائهما رضي الله عنهم، وافترقوا ثلاث فرق: الفرقة الأولى المؤلهة، وهم الذين أله علي رضي الله عنه، واعتقدوا فيه ما لا يجوز أن يكون لمخلوق، لا ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل ولا من دونهم، فأحرق علي رضي الله عنهم بعضهم بالنار. الفرقة الثانية السابة، وهم من يتقرب إلى الله بسب الشيخين أبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما، ويطلقون عليهما وصف الجبت والطاغوت وصنمي قريش، ويتهمون أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالنفاق والتعاون على الإثم والعدوان، بدعوى أنهم سلبوا الوصية بالخلافة من علي رضي الله عنه لأبي بكر وعمر وعثمان رضي الله عنهم. الفرقة الثالثة الزيدية، وهم القائلون بتفضيل علي بن أبي طالب على الشيخين رضي الله عنهم، غير أنهم لا يؤلهون عليا ولا يسبون الشيخين مثل المؤلهة والسابة، فالفرقتان المؤلهة والسابة بدعهم تكفرهم كفرا أكبر، وكم لهم من بدع غير ما ذكر. وأما الزيدية فإن بدعتهم مفسقة لا مكفرة إلا الغلاة منهم كالجارودية التي لحقت بالفرقة السابة، فإن بدعهم تكفرهم. وأما الخوارج فإنهم كفروا عليا ومن معه من الصحابة الكرام، وقاتلوهم واستحلوا دماءهم وهتكوا أعراضهم ونهبوا أموالهم. هذا فيما يتعلق بموقف الناس حيال أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طرفان ووسط. الطرف الأول الخوارج الذين كفروا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه ومن معه، والطرف الثاني الذين غلوا في حبه حتى رفعوه عن منزلته رضي الله عنه هو وأهل بيته، والوسط هم أهل السنة والجماعة، فإنهم ليسوا من أهل التفريط ولا من أهل الإفراط، بل هم وسط في أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وقالوا فيهم بما جاء في القرآن الكريم وبما جاء في السنة المطهرة، ولم يغيروا ولم يبدلوا. أسئلة: السؤال الأول، من قدم عليا على عثمان رضي الله عنهما في الفضل فهل يعتبر مبتدعا؟ الجواب: من قدم عليا رضي الله عنه على عثمان رضي الله عنه بعد أن انعقد الإجماع على تقديم عثمان على علي فلا يخلو من حالين: إما أن يكون من الروافض الاثني عشرية الجعفرية الإمامية فلا يلتفت لقوله لأنه من أهل الكفر والفجور والفساد في الأرض، وهو من الفرقة السابة الذين يتعبدون صباح مساء بلعن وشتم أبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما الذين هما خير الأمة بعد نبيها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، والذين يصرحون بأن أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها زانية بعد أن برأها الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم في آيات تتلى في سورة النور، وكم لهم من عقائد فاسدة، منها ادعاؤهم عصمة الأئمة الاثني عشر وأنهم لا يموتون إلا باختيارهم وأنهم يعلمون متى يموتون، ومنها استحلالهم نكاح المتعة وتفضيله على أنكحة المسلمين بعد أن حرمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وانعقد الإجماع على تحريمه، ومنها كذبهم على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنهم حرفوا القرآن الكريم وبدلوه وأنهم نافقوا بعد موت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وتعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان وسلبوا عليا رضي الله عنه حقه وغير ذلك من البدع القواصم. وإما أن يكون المقدم لعلي بن أبي طالب على عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنهما بعد انعقاد الإجماع من الفرقة الزيدية الذين عدهم أهل السنة من الفرق الإسلامية المبتدعة، فهذا أخف شرا ممن سبق ذكرهم من الروافض الغلاة ما لم تصل به بدعته إلى الكفر بالله عز وجل كالروافض الغلاة. فمن كان من الفرقة الأولى الروافض الغلاة الاثني عشرية الجعفرية الإمامية فلا اعتبار بأقوالهم في ميزان الإسلام مع الحكم عليهم بالكفر بسبب عقائدهم الفاسدة التي منها ما سبق ذكره، والتي منها ومن أكبرها الشرك الأكبر المتمثل في تقديسهم أصحاب الأضرحة القبور والاستغاثة بهم وطلب المدد منهم. ومن كان من الفرقة الثانية الزيدية فلا يعول أيضا على أقوالهم في تفضيل علي على عثمان رضي الله عنهما بعد انعقاد الإجماع على ترتيب الخلفاء الأربعة بالخلافة والفضل، وهو كما يلي: أبو بكر ثم عمر ثم عثمان ثم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن أصحاب نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين. السؤال الثاني، سؤال واحد وانتهي. نعم. السؤال الثاني، وصف الخلفاء الراشدين هل هو خاص بأبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله عنهم أم يدخل فيهم من أمثال عمر بن عبد العزيز؟ الجواب: إذا أطلق الخلفاء الراشدون فالمراد بهم الخلفاء الأربعة فقط، وما ذكره العلماء عن عمر بن عبد العزيز بأنه يلحق بالخلفاء الأربعة لما ذكر عنه من العدل والإنصاف في خلافته حينما كان خليفة على المسلمين. والحق الذي لا يختلف فيه اثنان أن جميع أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل ممن جاء بعدهم، بدليل قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام: دعوا أصحابي فإن أحدكم لو أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفة، ومن جاء بعدهم من أهل الاتباع فله من صفات الفضل بحسب ما قاب به من صاحب من صالح العمل وما أبلى من البلاء الحسن.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه. هذا الموضوع من الموضوعات المهمة في باب الاعتقاد، وهو موقف الناس من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عموما ومن الخلفاء الراشدين خصوصا. فأما أهل الاتباع حقا فإنهم يعرفون لهم فضلهم على اختلاف منازلهم، لأن الله عز وجل الحكيم فضل بعض الخلق على بعض. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض، والصحابة الكرام كذلك فيهم الفاضل وفيهم من هو دونه، ولكن إذا قيل فاضل ومفضول لا يشعر بنقص في حق المفضول، بل كلهم على خير وعلى هدى، واشتركوا في أشرف صفة وهي صفة الصحبة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التي ظفروا بها وقاموا بحقها كل بحسب استطاعته، وما قصر أحد منهم، فآمن بذلك أهل السنة والجماعة وأتباعهم من عوام الناس في تفضيل الخلفاء الراشدين الأربعة، وأن ترتيبهم في الفضل كما جاء ذكرهم في كتب العقيدة: أبو بكر الصديق أول خليفة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، وهو أفضل الناس بعد النبي الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام وبعد الأنبياء والمرسلين، فكان أولى بالخلافة، فثبتت خلافته بالنص والإجماع. ويليه عمر الفاروق رضي الله عنه، وهكذا يليهما عثمان بن عفان بعدما حصل من الخلاف هل يقدم عثمان أم علي رضي الله عنهما، وعقد مجلس الشورى بين الستة من أصحاب النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، فهدوا إلى تقديم عثمان بن عفان في الخلافة، ويليه علي بن أبي طالب، فصار ذلك إجماع لا يجوز خرقه ولا يشك أحد في ذلك. وبعدهم أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على منازل ومراتب في الصحبة وفي الفضل، وكل له خصائص ذكر بها، فيجب أن تعتبر. والخلاصة أن عقيدة المؤمنين الأولين والآخرين السابقين واللاحقين الإيمان أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وفضلهم، وأنهم قالوا فيهم بما قاله الله عز وجل وقاله رسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام، كما في الآيات التي ورد ذكرها في هذا المختصر، وكما في أحاديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمن بذلك أهل السنة والجماعة السابقون منهم واللاحقون إلى يوم القيامة. وقد ذكر الله ذلك في قوله سبحانه: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. هذه صفات أهل الإيمان بعد أصحاب النبي الكرام، بعد أن ذكر الله عز وجل المهاجرين وذكر الأنصار، ذكر كل من جاء بعدهم من أهل الاتباع بأن موقفهم من الصحابة ما ذكره الله: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. وأما أهل البدع فكما سمعتم موقفهم من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، الخوارج أول فرقة من الفرق المبتدعة، حيث اعترض أولهم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قسمته الغنائم، وقال قائلهم: اعدل يا محمد. وقال: هذه قسمة ما أريد بها وجه الله، وغير ذلك من كلام الجفا من قاسي القلب الذي ما دخله الإيمان. فأراد بعض الصحابة أن يقتله واستأذن من النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فلم يأذن له، قال: دعه فإنه يخرج من ضئض هذا أقوام، أي من جنسه، يخرج من ضئض هذا أي من جنسه أقوام تحقرون صلاتكم مع صلاتهم وقراءتكم مع قراءتهم، يمرقون من الدين كما يمرق السهم من الرمية. وتحققت هذه المعجزة النبوية، خرجوا على الخليفة الراشد علي بن أبي طالب ومن معه من الصحابة بعد فتنة تحركوا فيها، وصارت المعركة بين الصحابة التابعين لعلي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهم وبين فرق الخوارج، فأعانهم الله على الخوارج فقتلوهم وفر من فر. وهذه عاقبة أهل البدع، لا يظفرون بنصر، لأنهم لا خير فيهم ولا خلاق لهم، وكل من صنع كصنيعهم ممن جاء بعدهم ممن يصاول الحكام ويريد أن يسلبهم الحكم والملك والنعمة فهو من الخوارج كما فعل السفهاء في هذا الزمن في خروجهم على الحاكم المسلم بسبب أنه حصل منه شيء من التقصير أو الظلم. وقد حذر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ذلك وأمر بالصبر على من كان جائر من أئمة المسلمين، وما ذلك إلا لحاجة الناس إليهم، وأن ما يصلح الله بهم أعظم وأفضل مما يقع منهم من الشر والتقصير. لذا فمعتقد أهل السنة والجماعة الوفاء للحاكم الشرعي الذي ثبتت ولايته باختيار أهل الحل والعقد أو بالغلبة وهو من أهل الإسلام، لا يجوز لأحد أن يحدث نفسه بالخروج عليه، فإن من فعل ذلك صار من الخوارج الذين ذمهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال عنهم إنهم كلاب النار. وأما أهل السنة والجماعة فموقفهم من الأئمة المسلمين وإن جاروا وظلموا وأخذوا المال وضربوا الظهر، موقفهم منهم الوفاء والصبر كما وصاهم نبيهم عليه الصلاة والسلام بقوله اصبر وإن ضرب ظهرك وأخذ مالك. ففازوا بالصواب وحفظ النفس وحفظ الدين وحفظ الأموال والأعراض بسبب صبرهم والتزامهم بوصية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. إذن الخوارج فرقة باغية طاغية لا خير فيهم، وليسوا محصورين في من خرجوا على الخليفة الراشد علي بن أبي طالب، بل يتكرر خروجهم حسب الزمان والمكان، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عد منهم 20 فرقة وأنهم سيتتابعون على هذا الفكر الخاطئ المنحرف. وأما الروافض فكما سمعتم في الشر وأقسامهم إلى 3 أقسام: مؤلهة وسابة ومفضلة. فالمؤلهة ما كانوا في زمن علي بن أبي طالب وما كانوا على من كانوا على عقيدتهم إلى اليوم، يؤلهون علي بن أبي طالب ويدعون أنه يعطى الحكم يوم القيامة ليحكم بين الناس، وهذا من الكذب الذي انفرد به الروافض، بالإضافة إلى الشرك الأكبر الذي يفعلونه علنا ويرونه من العبادات التي تجب عليهم، فضلوا في أنفسهم وأضلوا الناس عوام الناس معهم. بالأضرحة زيارتها والتعلق بهم واعتقادهم في المهدي المنتظر الإمام المنتظر وأنه هو الذي يقيم العدل وغير ذلك من الأكاذيب التي في كتبهم وعلى ألسنتهم. والفرقة الثانية السابة الذين يسبون الشيخين بل عموم أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولم يستثنوا إلا عددا يسيرا من الصحابة سلم من ألسنتهم. والمفضلة أخف، وإن كان البدع ليس فيها إلا الشر المستطير، لكن أخف من السابة والمؤلية وهم الزيدية الذين وقفوا على تفضيل علي بن أبي طالب ولم يسبوا الشيخين ولم يكفروا أصحاب النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. غاية ما في الأمر أنهم غلوا في علي بن أبي طالب وفضلوه على أبي بكر وعمر، فخالفوا النصوص وخالفوا الإجماع فوقعوا في الشر المستطير. وإن كانوا معدودين من الفرق الإسلامية، نعم.
أحسن الله إليكم. يقول السائل: كيف نرد على من يطعن في معاوية بحجة أنه خرج على علي رضي الله عنه وهو الخليفة في ذلك الوقت؟
الذي يطعن في معاوية من أهل البدع والضلال، لأن موقف المسلمين الصادقين في إسلامهم من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محبتهم والترضي عنهم، وأن ما حصل من الخلاف بينهم في عهد علي بن أبي طالب ومعاوية أو في غير ذلك، هم بين رجلين، مصيب في اجتهاده فله أجران: أجر الإصابة وأجر الاجتهاد، ومن أخطأ فله أجر وخطأه معفو عنه فيه. واتفق أهل السنة والجماعة على أن يصونوا ألسنتهم من الخوض فيما جرى بين أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، سواء بين علي ومعاوية أو غيرهم.
بسم الله، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الشيخ زيد بن محمد بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى has continued with his fourth lesson, his explanation of عقيدة الرازيين, and this is taking place in the 19th Dora, the Dora of الشيخ عبد الله القرعاوي رحمة الله عليه, which is taking place in the southern city of Samita in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, as we have mentioned in the previous lessons, that the Shaykh is explaining, or he's being read to from his own commentary on the Aqidat al-Raziyin, which is called At-Ta'liq al-Mateen ala Kitabi Asl al-Sunnati wa I'tiqad al-Din. And then the Shaykh is providing further commentary after the text is being read to him. The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, the reader began stating the statement of the two Razis, that the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, followed by or then Umar ibn Khattab, then Uthman ibn Affan, then Ali ibn Abi Talib, and they were the Khulafa al-Rashidin al-Mahdiin, or the rightly guided Khalifas. And this is the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala began his commentary by saying that this is also an explanation of the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and it is regarding this particular section is regarding the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at the head of them or at the pinnacle of them are the four khalifas and their rank with regards to their fadl or their favor, and it is the same as the order of their rule or their caliphate, and the best of them is Abu Bakr. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the best of people, and he is the best of people after the prophets and messengers, and he is the best of this ummah after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is followed by Umar al-Faruq, and after Umar is Uthman ibn Affan, and after Uthman is Ali ibn Abi Talib. These are the Khulafa al-Rashidin, or the Khalifas, about whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding their rights. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافٍ كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَبُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his Sahaba and to his Ummah after them, and whomsoever amongst you lives after me, he will see plenty or a multitude of differences. So it is incumbent upon you to adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin al-Mahdiin, or the rightly guided Khalifas who are after me, and cling onto the sunnah, even if it be with your molar teeth, and beware of innovated affairs, for verily every innovation is misguidance. The ijma' of the ummah, those who ijma' is their ijma' or their consensus is recognized. This ijma' or this consensus states that the order of the Khalifa in regards to their favor or their status is the same as the order of their caliphate, yani, or their rule, as the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala previously mentioned. And Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they traverse the middle path with regards to the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they are between the two extremes, the extremes of the Khawarij, who did not give the Sahaba their due honor, and between the Rawafid, who went to extremes. They were also extremists, and at the same time they were extremists in regards to some of the Sahaba, and they were extreme in the sense that they didn't give other Sahaba their due rights. And Ahl Sunnah, they mention the Sahaba which is befitting to them or for them from their favor, the honor that they have been blessed with of companionship, the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the honor and stature that they enjoy for preserving the religion and conveying it to those who came after them, and the jihad in the path of Allah azza wa jal, so as to elevate the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spread Islam throughout the earth. And Ahl Sunnah, they supplicate or they make dua that Allah is pleased with them, and they pray that Allah reward them from what they did, so as to give back or pay them back for what it is they inherited from the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the knowledge which Ahl Sunnah have regarding the status or the position of the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is Islamic knowledge, and it does not consist of extremes, nor does it consist of negligence or not giving them their due rights. And the reference point for Ahl Sunnah and the proof that they have for their position is of course based upon the book and the Sunnah. The Quran has praised the Sahaba and commended them and said good things about them and described them with the best of attributes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in his book that he is pleased with them, and he has also made them pleased, as Allah has stated, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those from the first generations, from the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those that follow them with ihsan in the best of manners, Allah is pleased with them as they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has prepared for them paradise up under which rivers flow, and they will last in this paradise everlasting. And this is the great achievement or the great victory. And likewise, the description of the Sahaba has come in the pure Sunnah, the untainted Sunnah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "دعوا أصحابي فإن أحدكم لو أنفق مثل أحد ذهب ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفة." And this is a hadith that is related by Al-Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Refrain yourselves from my Sahaba," or speaking bad about my Sahaba. "فإن أحدكم," if one of you were to spin the equivalent of Uhud, the mountain of Uhud, the equivalent of gold, or the size of Uhud in gold, you would not reach a handful of what it is they have reached, not even a half. And as the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala previously mentioned, Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Salaf al-Salih, and those that follow them, they know the status of the companions, and they see that their love for the Sahaba and loving the Sahaba, they see this as being an obligation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory in the Quran, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made making dua, that Allah is pleased with them. This also has been made obligatory from the Sunnah, and it is from the guidance of the Salaf. Loving the Sahaba and refraining from speaking about what transpired between them from differences, all of this is from the guidance of the Salaf al-Salih, yani to refrain from speaking about what transpired between them. This is the aqidah, the guidance of the Salaf al-Salih, Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and from the guidance of the ulama who came after them until the Day of Judgment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, describing them, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of, and those who came after them, they say, "O our Lord, forgive us and forgive our brothers who have preceded us with iman or faith." And at the head of them are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, regarding the rawafid, they went to extremes regarding the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam or Ahlul Bayt, and specifically regarding Ali ibn Abi Talib and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's daughter Fatima and their children. And they fractioned off or separated into three separate groups. Yani the Rawafid, they fractioned off or separated into three different groups. The first group is called the Mu'alliha. And these individuals, they made Ali an object of worship. Yani they worshipped Ali and they believed in him, or they believed from him or in him, that which is not permissible for a created object, not for a close angel, nor a messenger who was sent, nor anyone less than that. And as a result, Ali, yani with his, as a result of his rebuking them and censoring them, Ali burned them. Yani he burned these individuals in the fire. The second group of the Rawafid that the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala spoke about, they are called As-Sabah, or the ones who disparage and curse, and they are the ones who attempt to get close to Allah Azza wa Jalla, or think that they are getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla by cursing or disparaging the Shaykhain, or the two Shaykh Abu Bakr and Umar. And they use words like Al-Jibt wa Taghut, and they also use these words to describe Abu Bakr and Umar and to disparage them, as well as the term Saname Quraysh, or the two idols of Quraysh, wal'audhu billah. They use these terms to disparage them, and they accuse the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of hypocrisy, or cooperating together in al-ithm wal-udwan, in sin and animosity or enmity. And they claim that the Sahaba stole the advice or the commandment of the Khalifa from Ali, and they gave it to Abu Bakr and Umar and then Uthman. The third group of the Rawafid that the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala spoke about are called Az-Zaydiyah. And they are the ones who claim that Ali is to be preferred and he is higher in status than the two Shaykhs, Abu Bakr and Umar. However, they do not worship Ali, nor do they curse. Yani they do not worship Ali like the first group, Al-Mu'alliha, nor do they curse Abu Bakr and Umar, like the As-Sabah, like the second group that the Shaykh mentioned. These two groups, the first two groups, Al-Mu'alliha wa-Sabba, their bid'ah takes them outside of the fold of Islam, and it is an act of major kufr, and they have numerous other deviances or deviances which were not, which the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala did not mention. However, regarding the Zaydiyah, their bid'ah causes them to be considered, yani causes them to be considered fusaq, meaning a grievous sin, but it does not cause them to exit the fold of Islam, except for the extreme ones from the Zaydiyah, and they are called, the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he gave the name of Al-Jarudiyya, an extreme group from the Zaydiyah, and the Shaykh said they are like the Sabba, and they have been paired with them, and their bid'ah, yani the bid'ah of the Al-Jarudiyya, their bid'ah causes them to exit Islam and takes them outside of the fold of Islam. Regarding the other extreme, yani Al-Khawarij, and these individuals, they made takfir of Ali and those who were with him, those from the illustrious companions who were with him, with Ali. The Khawarij make takfir of them, and they fought with them, yani they fought against them, and they made the, yani the Khawarij made or declared the Sahaba's blood to be lawful, and they vilified their honor, and they plundered their wealth. And this is what is related in regards of the position of the people regarding the companions. You have two extreme groups at opposite ends of the spectrum, and you have a middle group. The first extreme is the extreme of the Khawarij, and they are at one end of the spectrum, and they made takfir of Ali and those who were with him. And the second extreme, or the opposite end, are those who exaggerated in their love for Ali to the extent that they raised him above his proper status, and they raised the status of Ali and his family and his offspring. And the middle group is the group of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and they are on the correct path, and they are not the people of tafriq or negligence, yani not giving the Sahaba or not giving things their proper due, nor are they the people of al-ifraq or extremes. Rather, they are in the middle concerning the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have said regarding the Sahaba, they have said, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they have said what has come in the noble Quran and the pure Sunnah, and they did not change or alter anything. The first question, and this question is a written question that is written in the Shaykh's explanation of Al-Aqidat al-Raziyyin. The first question was, whoever puts Ali first with regards to fadl or status or position over Uthman, yani, so the person puts Ali over Uthman with regards to badal, fadl or grace or status, not in relation to the who came first with regards to the rule of the Khalifa. The question is, yani, whoever puts Ali before Uthman in regards to this fadl, is he considered a person of innovation or mubtada'? And the answer is, the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said, whoever puts Ali before Uthman after the consensus or al-ijma' has taken place regarding the positioning of Uthman before Ali, this individual, the individual who does this, is one of two types. Either he is from the Rawafid, and these, yani, the people, this section of the group of the Rawafid who believe in the 12 Imams, and their statement is not regarded, nor is it given any consideration, because it is an opinion from the people of kufr and sin and corruption in the earth. And it is from, also it is from the group called As-Sabba, and those who take as a form of worship, yani cursing and disparaging Abu Bakr and Umar, who are the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are these Rawafid, yani they went to the extreme. They openly profess that Aisha, wal'audhu billah, is an adulteress after Allah has freed her and cleared her from this accusation. He cleared her and freed her from this accusation in the Quran, in verses which are read in Surah An-Nur, in addition to numerous other beliefs, corrupt beliefs that this group, the Sabba, from the Rawafid, other corrupt beliefs that they have. And from them, yani these corrupted beliefs, is their claim that the 12 Imams are sinless or faultless. and that they do not die except when they choose to die, and that they know when and where, when they will die. And also from their corrupt beliefs is they're making lawful the marriage called al-mut'ah, and they're preferring this type of marriage over yani proper Islamic Muslim marriages. And this is after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited this type, this mut'ah marriage, and the ijma' of the Salaf with regards to, or the ijma' of the Ummah with regards to this mut'ah marriage being impermissible or prohibited or haram. And also from their corrupt beliefs is they're lying about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this accusation that the Sahaba distorted the Quran or altered it, and that they became hypocrites after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wal'audhu billah, and that they cooperated in ithm wal udwan, in sin and enmity and animosity, and that they robbed Ali of his due right, and other than this, from their deviations. So whoever is from this first group who says this, الروافد الغلات الاثني عشرية الجعفرية الإمامية, then their speech is giving no consideration in the scales of Islam, coupled with the ruling of kufr upon them because of their corrupt beliefs, some which were previously mentioned. And the biggest of their corrupted beliefs is the shirk al-akbar, which they commit and which is apparent in their reverence and veneration for the people of graves, or al-adriha, the mausoleums that they go to, seeking aid in them and supplicating to these dead people and requesting them to lengthen their lives and provide for them. So whoever was from, the Shaykh is saying that the second group, يعني whoever is from the second group, al-Zaydiya, then their statement, يعني as well, يعني it's not relied upon regarding the preference of Ali over Uthman, يعني because this is after the consensus regarding the order of the four Khalifas in terms of the order of their rule, and in terms of their statue or their fadl or their favor. And their order is of course as follows: Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali. May Allah be pleased with them all. The second question which was posed to the Sheikh in the commentary, which is in the book Al-Ta'liq Al-Mateen, the second question was the description of Al-Khulafa Al-Rashideen. Is it specific to Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, and Ali, or are individuals like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala, included? In the Shaykh's answer, hafidhahullah ta'ala, he said, the term Al-Khulafa Al-Rashideen, if it's used in the unrestricted sense or the general sense, then what is intended are the four Khulafa only, يعني Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. And what the ulama have mentioned with regards to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is that he is attached or he is connected with the four Khalifas because of what was mentioned, يعني he's compared with them because of what was mentioned out of his justness and equity during his reign or his rule while he was the Khalifa. And the truth of which there is no differing regarding is that all of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are better than those who came after them. So what the Shaykh hafidhahullah ta'ala, he said the truth of which there is no differing with regards to is that all of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are better than those who came after them. And this is because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his statement, the hadith which we read earlier, دعوا أصحابي فإن أحدكم لو أنفق مثل أحد ذهب ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفا. يعني refrain from my Sahaba, for verily if one of you was to spend the equivalent of the mountain of Uhud in gold, يعني he would not have reached a handful of what one of the Sahaba have reached, not even a half of a handful. And those who came after them, يعني after the Sahaba, were from the people of Ittiba, or the people of following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba, then they have يعني some يعني qualities of fadl or favor according to what it is they do from good deeds and what they have been يعني the test of the trials that Allah puts them through. The Shaykh hafidhahullah ta'ala, he began his commentary from the Dawra with regards to this section of the book. He began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending blessings and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his family and his companions. The Shaykh hafidhahullahu ta'ala, he said that this is a very important topic within the issues of Aqeedah, and it is the position, yani this topic is the position of the people with regards to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the general sense, and regarding the four khulafa, yani in the specific sense. And the people of Al-Ittiba', they are the ones who really know the status of the companions, and they give them their due respect, despite their varying, yani despite the varying degrees of the Sahaba with regards to their status and stature, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference to some of His creation over others. As Allah says, the meaning of it in the Quran, تِلْقَ الرُّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, yani, Allah says the meaning of this, and these are the messengers, and we have preferred some of them over others. And the Sahaba, they are likewise, they are those who are higher in stature and in status, and they are those that may be less than them in this regard. But if it is said, Fadl or Mafdul, yani the one who is favored over another, it is not to denote a deficiency regarding the individual from the Sahaba who may be preferred over with another Sahaba. Rather, all of them were upon good, all of them were upon guidance, and all of them share the most honorable of characteristics, which is the characteristic of the companionship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they did what was obligatory upon them, each one according to his ability, and no one from amongst them fell short in doing so. So Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they believed in this, and likewise those who followed them from the general populace of the people in regards to tafdil, or the order of the four khalifas, and their order in regards to their rule, and their order in regards to the favor or their status, as what has come in the books of Aqeedah, and it is as follows. Yani Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the first Khalifa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the best person after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after all of the messengers and the prophets, and he was most deserving of the Khilafah or the Caliphate. And so his caliphate has been established, or was established, with the text and also consensus or ijma'. And after Abu Bakr is Umar al-Faruq, and then Uthman ibn Affan. And this is after the disagreement of, is Uthman to be preferred or is Ali to be preferred after Umar? And the Majlis al-Shura took place, or the Shura took place between six of the companions, and they were guided to putting Uthman first before Ali regarding the Khalifa or Caliphate, and then Ali came after Uthman. So after this, it became ijma', of which it is not permissible to disregard or to oppose or go against, and no one doubts this. And after them, you have some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who have a particular status or level regarding their companionship and their favor, and they have specific qualities which were mentioned with which these Sahaba were mentioned with, and it is obligatory to recognize this status and favor that they enjoy. Al-Khalasa, or in summary, the belief of the Muslims, the first of them and the last of them, those who came before and those who came after, is the belief that the companions and their stature of favor, and that they said regarding them, and that the people of, yani the Muslims say regarding the Sahaba, is what Allah said regarding them, and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as the verses mentioned from the Quran, which the Shaykh hafidhahullahu ta'ala mentioned in his commentary, and like what is in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ahl sunnah, they believe in this, and the first of them, yani the first of yani the Muslims and those who came after them until the day of judgment. Allah mentioned this in his statement, yani the ayah which was previously mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers and describes the position of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He says, and there are those who came after them, and they say, O our Lord, forgive us and forgive our brothers who have preceded us in iman, and do not place in our heart or in our hearts rancor for those or towards those who believe. O our Lord, verily you are the most compassionate and the most merciful. And these are the qualities of the believers after the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Allah mentioned in this verse, in these verses, the verses which precede this verse, mention the Muhajirin and Ansar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those who will come after them from amongst Ahl al-Ittiba' and their position regarding the Sahaba, and what Allah mentioned in the ayah which the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala reminded us of. And with regards to the people of bid'ah or innovation, it is like you have previously heard their position regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani you have the Khawarij, and they are the first deviant group and the first group of bid'ah that appeared in Islam. And as the first of them, the first individual from them, he opposed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was dividing the spoils of war, this individual from them, he said, "Be just, O Muhammad. The face of Allah was not intended by this divvying up or dividing up." And other than this, the Shaykh is saying, other than this, from the speech of these people who don't give others their proper rights, and they are hard-hearted, and they have hearts of which iman has not entered. Some of the companions, after upon hearing this individual, some of the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's permission to kill this individual, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not allow this. He said, "Leave him. Verily, from his race or from his progeny will be people who you will deem your prayers being insignificant in comparison to their prayer, and your reading or your tilawah of the Quran insignificant when compared to theirs, and they will leave the religion just as the arrow pierces out from its target or its kill." And this is a miracle from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, and it actually came about as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. And there was a group from these Khawarij who revolted against Ali ibn Abi Talib and those Sahaba who were with him. And after this fitna, they were affected. And then the battle, which was between the Sahaba, yani the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib and the Khawarij, and Allah aided the believers, and Allah aided Ali and the Sahaba against the Khawarij, and they killed them. However, there were some of those who were not killed, rather they escaped. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala, he said this warring against them and battling against them, this is the recompense or the punishment for Ahl al-Bid'ah. They are not granted victory because there is no good in them. And there is there is no good of them. And those who do what they have done, from those who come after them, yani those who do what the first Khawarij did, those who come after them, for example, those who vie with the rulers and want to strip them of their rule or their kingship, they want to strip them of their ni'mah or their blessing, then anyone who sees this or honors this or believes this, he is to be considered from the Khawarij, just as the ignoramuses of today have done in their khuruj or their revolting against the Muslim ruler, because he may have some shortcomings or he may have some oppression. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned against this revolting, and he commanded the people, he commanded the Muslims to be patient in the face of an oppressive Muslim ruler. And this is for no other reason except for the fact that the people's need of their ruler, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh is mentioning, Hafidh Allah ta'ala, what Allah rectifies with these rulers is far greater and better than whatever evil or shortcomings may emanate from them. And due to this, the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is al-wafa, or carrying out the due rights that the Islamic leader may have over the Muslims, and whether his rulership has come about by the choice of Ahl al-Hil wal al-Aqd, yani those people that have foresight and insight and are the decision makers, or by his overpowering, and yani provided that he is from yani the people of Islam, yani he is a Muslim. And it is not permissible for anyone to even suggest to himself to revolt against the Muslim ruler, and whoever does so, then he has become from the, or he is to be considered from being from the Khawarij, whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam disparaged and censored and used described them in a very bad manner. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described them as being kilab an-nar, or the dogs of the hellfire. So this illustrates the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's disparaging of them and speaking ill regarding them. However, with regards to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, their stance regarding the Muslim rulers, even if they do wrong, or even if they oppress, even if they took somebody's wealth and beat his back, the stance of Ahl Sunnah regarding them is that they carry out the rights that the rulers have over them, and they are patient, as this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised the Muslims with in his statement, "Isbir wa in daraba dhahrak wa akhadha malik." Be patient, even if the ruler was to beat your back and take your wealth. So the Ahl Sunnah, they were victorious, and they have been blessed with the correct position. And with this correct position, يعني, lies the protection of lives, and the protection of the religion, and the protection of wealth, and the protection of honor, because of their patience and their adherence to the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Khawarij, they are an oppressive, extremist sect, of which there is no good in them. And this term, Khawarij, is not specific to those who revolted against the fourth Khalifa, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Rather, it is, this term is coined for anyone who revolts against the Muslim ruler. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they're revolting, is repetitive. It will come in successive generations, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there will be 20 groups of them, and they will successively appear upon this misguided and incorrect ideology. And with regards to the Rawafid, the Sheikh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he is now talking about the Rawafid. He said, it is like you heard previously in the explanation, the different categories, the three different categories with regards to Rawafid. The first one being Al-Mu'alliha, the second one being As-Sabba, and the third one being Al-Mufaddila. And the first group, Al-Mu'alliha, these were the ones during the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and they went, they were the ones who went to extremes and actually worship Ali during the time of Ali, and even up until today, they worship Ali ibn Abi Talib and claim that he will be given rule. They claim that he will be given the rule on the day of judgment to judge between the people. Wal'audhu billah. And this is from the lies which are specific to the Rawafid, in addition to the Shirkir Akbar, which they engage in up until today. And they see it as being worship, which is obligatory upon them. So they themselves are misguided, and they misguide the general masses of those who are with them, in addition to their veneration of graves and the people in the graves, and they're visiting them and attaching themselves to these dead individuals in their graves, and their belief regarding Al-Mahdi Al-Muntadhar, or what they say, the Imam Al-Muntadhar, and that he is the one who will establish justness, and other lies which are found in their books and on their tongues. The second group from the Rawafid, As-Sabba, they are those who curse the two sheikhs, Abu Bakr and Umar, and they curse the Sahaba in general, and they only exempted a very small number from the Sahaba, so only a small amount of the Sahaba were safe from their tongues. And the third group, Al-Mufaddila, they are less in regards to the bid'ah, and the Shaykh is reminding us that bid'ah is pervasive evil. So even if we say that they are less in bid'ah, it doesn't take away from the enormity of this evil. They are less than the Sabba or the Mu'alliha, and this group are the group of the Zaydiya, who stopped at their preferring Ali over Abu Bakr and Umar. However, they do not curse the two Shaykhs, and they do not make takfir on the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, what is said is that they went to extremes regarding Ali. What is said about them is that they went to extremes regarding Ali, and they preferred him over Abu Bakr and Umar, and they oppose, or they were in opposition to the text, or they are in opposition to the text and the ijma', and they fell into a very pervasive evil and a repulsive belief, and only a small group of misguided sects have fallen into. The Shaykh Hafidha Allah Ta'ala, he ended the lesson with this, and there was a question following the Daras, and the question was, how do we refute those who disparage Muawiyah, using as proof or using as a statement that they say that he made khuruj from Ali, as Ali was the Khalifa at the time? And the Shaykh Hafidha Allah Ta'ala, he answered this question. He said, the one who curses Muawiyah is from Ahl Bid'ah and misguidance, because the stance or the position of the truthful Muslims, the ones who are truthful in their Islam, their stance regarding the Sahaba is that they love them and they pray that Allah is pleased with them, and that what has happened regarding the differences that transpired between the Sahaba during the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib and Muawiyah, or other situations where there were differences between the Sahaba, the individual who says this here is one of two individuals. Yani the differences regarding the Sahaba, yani the Sahabi himself is one of two individuals. Rather, the one who is correct regarding his ijtihad, and he is deserving of two rewards, the reward of being correct and the reward of his ijtihad, or the individual who was mistaken, who has one reward and he is excused for his mistake. And Ahl Sunnah, they are in agreement that the tongues are preserved, or Ahl Sunnah, they protect their tongues from delving into the issues which happened between the Sahaba, whether it was between Muawiyah and Ali, or whether it was between other than them from amongst the Sahaba. And with this concludes tonight's lesson, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make these lessons and translations beneficial. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.